Wrestling Awards Director and member of the Silver Circle, senior correspondent and anchor of Pix 11 News Close Up, Marvin Scott.
Thank you, Denise. It's so wonderful to be in a room with so many colleagues today. I guess the best way to get news coverage and get it through is have all your talent in one room. We certainly did it today. But as you can see by the representation of this room this afternoon, all the honorees are not folks in front of the camera. We honor those behind the camera as well for their achievements. And as several in this room can attest, the people who we are going to induct into the Inner Circle have had quite an impact on our industry, Carol Cooper and Richard Lieber. They are one of the most powerful forces, having been instrumental in pioneering the representation of King's County in New York. They are the co-presidents of Beanstalk, the United Talent Agency, and I have to mention that some of Carol's clients include Anderson Cooper, Bill O'Reilly, Dana Bad, Juju Chang, Janice Huck. Additionally, Richard represents many in this room, including Chuck Scarborough, Aurora O'Donnell, Steve Croft, N.J. Burkett. I'm not sure which to count myself among their clients. Carol and Richard, they have been inducted and been honored previously, well-deserved awards from giants of broadcasting. Carol has been featured on the Hollywood Reporter's Women in Entertainment Power 100. Richard was named one of the heavy 100 most powerful people in entertainment by U.S. Weekly, and Carol and Richard were honored among Variety's Entertainment Elite Top 50. A personal note, and of all the others who are represented by them will attest to this, that Carol and Richard are more than just agents. They are more like family. We can turn to them. They are our mentors, and sometimes they're our heroes as well, particularly Richard. So, it is a great honor and a privilege for me to be here to present this to them from the New York chapter of the Television Academy and induct them into the Gold Circle.
Thirdly, on Channel 11, after police officer Joe Bolton's
WPIX News would come on the air with a picture of a weather vane spinning in the wind, and the first letters of north, south, east, and west would fly off the weather vane and spell out the word news, N-E-W-S. TV was black and white local news and had about 3 half-hours a day. And network evening news was only 15 minutes. How things have changed. Weather, sports, and City Hall drove local news. A mix of international and national television stories made up network broadcasts. A change, a chance business event brought Nate Beanstock, my father Saul, and myself together, and we formed NS Beanstock Inc. Then three events made TV news into something we all couldn't get enough of. Man going to the moon. We watched the blastoffs, and finally, one small step. Next, President Kennedy was assassinated. We grieved together for 2 days as we watched live Jack Ruby shoot Lee Harvey Oswald and a beloved young president being put to rest. And finally, we watched the Vietnam War unfold before our eyes every evening at the dinner table. And that's the way it was. The thirst for news grew exponentially into hours on the air. Then came cable, and now streaming and digital news as well. It has been an honor to work with and for many of the people who are here today and many others, including those who are gone. And among current clients here today, NJ, and Marvin, Chuck, and so many others. The fourth estate, in my mind, is an essential element of our democracy. And we will never be more challenged than we will be going forward after this recent election. So keep up the great work. Try and even get better in dealing with this deck of cards that's been dealt to us. And thank you again to everyone in our lives.